Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Deserve the word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Deserve for the word association.
Okay, seeds. Okay, everybody. It's April, so you know what that means. The showers are coming, so we can finally come up from the ground and become the beautiful flowers we were meant to be.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe it's finally here.
Wow.
The day we get to grow into adults.
I don't know. I get so comfortable here in the dirt.
Oh, sapling, what's wrong?
Aren't there bugs out there? And, I mean, I know the worms down here aren't so fun, but, I mean, there's a whole new world up there.
I'm waiting till June. Me and my cicada buddies, it's our time this year. We've been below you the whole time just waiting.
I guess there are bugs down here, so we might as well grow up.
Me and 18 million of my friends have been under the soil.
Should you be smoking down here? There's not a lot of ventilation.
There's no sides.
There's no sides?
There are no signs that say no smoking.
Oh, yeah. We didn't think to.
Yeah, we don't have
to.
Yeah, there's just...
get up there, yeah. Find a tree, mate, and die almost immediately, and then leave my exoskeleton to freak everyone out.
Cool.
I guess, yeah. Sapling and I, we're just going to, like, grow for 40 years, yeah. Produce cherries every yeah. 6 years or
something
so.
Like that. Yeah,
okay, yeah. Everyone, here comes the first droplets of rain. Whee!
Oh, that is nice.
I don't feel any different. Let me check my roots.
Here comes some more rain.
No hair on my roots.
Here comes some more rain.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've been putting my cigarettes out on your roots, so you might.
Come on.
You might be a little bit behind the other roses.
Wait, roses? Are we roses?
I thought we were cherry trees.
Yes, I can't tell from your roots. You might be. I don't know.
Well, wait. We need to know because I'm pretty sure roses don't live nearly as long as cherries.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Cicadas are coming to fuck with you.
That sucks.
You guys are like George Washington, like cherry trees.
I'm not familiar.
We're like George Washington?
Yeah, I mean, I was around. Originally, I go back underground, you know, for long, long periods
okay.
of time.
Yeah, we're either roses or cherry trees. We don't know who have yeah. never been but above we, yeah. ground. We're mm-hmm. pretty young, so I'm not sure should we know who yeah. George Washington is? Is yeah. he a rose?
All we know is the dirt. That's just all we know.
All we know is the dirt.
Well, when you get up there, take a look around.
Mm-hmm. 3 years. Oh, 3 years see, later. Wow, sapling, we finally sprouted out of the ground. Oh, look, there's a woman there. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
George Washington. Does that mean anything?
Does that mean something to you?
Well, of course, yes.
What can you
he
tell?
He was our first president, but unfortunately 2 years ago he is canceled. We found out some interesting things about him. He's no longer on the dollar bill.
Okay, hey, sapling.
Oh. Yeah.
He's been replaced by Lord Cicada. He came out of the ground 17 years, or he came out of the ground. He waited there for 17 years, but he came out only 2 years ago.
Sapling, never mind. There's too much information to parse through at this point.
Yeah. Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a nice day.
On your way.
Oh, yes. By the way, I'm a hologram. I'm here whenever
Please.
You want me to be.
Mercy.
We're good, man.
I'm about some Johnson & Johnson baby powder.
Too much information, please. We can't.
If you're dry on the inside, Johnson & Johnson will make you more dry.
Is she gone?
Turn tape over.
Turn tape over?
That's right. Turn the tape over to The Word Association.
It's another episode of The Word Association. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm Brett Lyons.
I'm Rob White.
And the scene you just heard was front, middle, and backloaded by Brett Lyons with information.
That's okay.
That's okay.
You know, sometimes it's not important. It's not important when the information comes, as long as it
yes,
comes.
Yes, and it should be a cavalcade of information. Rob White?
Mm-hmm. Yep, no, agree.
Were you going to say something?
Nope. I had an itchy lip. My apologies.
Ooh, that's a good band name.
Itchy lip?
Itchy lip is, itchy yeah, lip that's actually not bad. Yeah, yeah.
Band name. Well, we have some, I'm going to go ahead and just get things started with an email, or we'll just do one email for the moment. This is to
just one?
I think just one. This is okay. to twapod@gmail.com. If you ever want to shoot us a message, let us know what's going on.
Ring, ring. Oh, hold on. Someone's calling. Hello. Hold on. Hello.
You're supposed to silence your cell phone.
Oh, I did. Oh, yes. Okay. Well, yes, I'll accept the charges. You're calling me from prison. It's a male. It's a male that's calling me from prison.
Hey, Brett, if it's a judge and you're accepting the charges, don't, because that means you're found guilty.
Oh, no, I did accept the charges.
What'd they find you on?
Uh-oh, I'm going to jail. Male jail. That's where the letters go when they're being bad. You got to read them. They're Miranda rights.
Oh, no.
See, this is why you don't ever write them down beforehand. You just let them come naturally. God, I've said come so many times in after pauses, and it's that was come naturally, and earlier I said come often or something like that. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking just in my brain.
Oh, male Randa writes. Well, this is an email from Jen. Thank you, Jen, for emailing us. Again, that's at twapod@gmail.com. Jen says, family restaurant dinners with kids. Hi, TWA. Rob mentioned playing tic-tac-toe. Hi. Yes, I'm so sorry, Brett. You're right. Hi. Rob, something you want to say?
Oh, hi.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Rob mentioned playing tic-tac-toe with his kids while waiting at restaurants. Allow me to improve your life by introducing you to the game Quix. Q-W-I-X-X. It's a simple, inexpensive, purse-sized, non-fight-provoking game for your family that I guarantee will improve your family restaurant experience. I've been playing this with my kids for the past 10 years. We've taught grandparents to play with us. We've toured this game across Germany. It's the best. I hope you and your family will enjoy.
It's Quix with no U, Q-W-I-X-X.
Q-W-I-X-X. Thanks for the great show, okay. Jen. Thank you so much. Relatedly, I have the word suggestion, quick. So I guess that's going to be my word for this episode is going to be quick.
Okay.
Wait, did the email say what the game was?
It's called Quix, Q-W-I-X-X.
Oh, like we should just look it up. Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to look it up, yeah.
Oh.
I will say also, thank you, Jen. That's a great thing. I have a suggestion back to you of a game that people have heard of called Cluster, which is also a very fun game, very easy to travel, all ages game that is basically a rope and 12 high-powered like stone magnets. And you have to make a circle with the rope, and every person has to place a magnet, and if the magnets connect or cluster, you have to take them out of the game, and the first one to lose all their magnet stones wins. And it's another very fun, quick, everybody like ages 5 and up type game.
Okay. How high-powered are these magnets?
Pretty.
Are they going to... Okay.
Yeah, because like the thing is like it's a very small circle. So when you start to place it, they start to like get prizzly. They visibly start moving,
vibrating. They're vibrating.
Vibrating, yes, okay. Spinning on their axes.
But if a bullet is shot nearby, the bullet's not going to fly towards.
I don't know. I haven't played the game near a shooting, so I mean, yeah.
Okay. That should be on the box.
Okay.
I would say, I would recommend very quickly the game Love Letter is very good. It's a very quick, simple card game.
What's Love Letter?
So it's like a card game with like, I don't know how many cards, but everybody gets like a secret little role. It's almost like a Werewolf or Mafia or something, but it's a little more involved, okay. I guess. Mm. So I don't know why I said simple.
Okay.
But it is simple once you learn it because everything's on your card and it plays out pretty quickly. So I'd recommend Love Letter. So my word today is quick.
Quick. Now, I got my oil changed today, and a lot of the times those places are called like Quick Lube or Quick something, and they are far from that.
Come Quick? Sorry, just to keep your
that's come
keep
and
keep
go.
Your theme
you're
going.
Come and go.
Okay.
That's oh,
okay.
K,
Jiffy Come, which is
oh right, totally.
No, they're
different.
Never. They're always longer than you think they should be, and you have to have your window rolled down. And boy, you get a lot of like common denominator, like a guy, like jokes, at least a lot. Because you hear all the conversations and what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're kind of like garage guys. So they're always like throwing jokes at me. And I'm like, okay.
Do you have an example of one?
Please. I'm trying to, something about an air filter and we can give it a blowjob to clean it out. Like it's a lot of
what?
Like. It's some of that stuff.
It's Garage Guys. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Garage Guys.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, these are the nuts and bolts of the society.
Nuts and bolts. I'm going to bolt to give that nut a blowjob. Anyway, you can send us emails to blowjob.
Either way, yeah. It's you know, it's you know the you know the folks who kind of work in those garages. You know, they're always kind of you know throwing the you know the topical but kind of also like dirty. Ish type, you know, there's no filter in there because they're changing filters, folks. So they ain't got no filters.
Ooh.
So would that be an example of one of their jokes?
No, that would be too clever. that would be too clever for that.
Okay. So you sit in your car while the oil is changed.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Most of the places I go to, you get out of your
ooh,
car.
Yeah. Ooh, la la.
And you wait.
Oh, geez,
no,
Louise.
Not as fancy.
I was taking a vacation.
Oh, Mr. Belvedere over here.
No, I prefer the ones where I don't have to do that because those then even take longer because, like, there's no pressure on you to, you know, to drive out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Valvoline, which I will say, they do a bang-up job, though. They do a really good job. You're in and out in a fairly decent amount of time. Not quick like, you know, a lot of advertisers they do. But I like that one where I stay in my car because I just really just want to be on my phone looking at email or playing Candy Crush or something like that. I feel like I'm always have to be engaged in a conversation.
Is the chocolate milk thing called Nestle's Quick?
It is. That's
Nestle's
Quick.
Yeah.
Nesquik. That's
Nesquik.
Right. Nesquik. Nesquik.
But it's Q.
It.
Is it Q? Is it just Q U I K?
I think it is. I think there's something off. And here's my theory. At least with like Quick. I think Brett, you mentioned Quick Lube. Jiffy Lube is one in where I grew up. But Quick Lube or any of those like gas stations that might have Quick in the title, it's usually with a K. Mm-hmm. Where it's like Q U I
W.
Exactly, yep. Or it's like Q U I K, or it's some sort of misspelling. Mm-hmm. My theory is, and this is legit, you guys can kick the tires and see if it's sound. My theory is they legally can't be charged with like misrepresenting themselves, like false advertising.
Nope.
So if they change your oil and it takes 3 days, you can't take them to court to be like, The place is called Quick Change. And
that's
it's like,
true.
Your
yeah.
iris is with a K, so that's a different interpretation.
With a K is totally different time
yeah,
period.
Yeah, same thing with Quaker State. It's spelled a different way, so you can't have any religious, you know, issues with them while they're, you know, changing your battery or oil.
And Brett, what do you think the Quakers were?
I mean, as they're a religion of people who are here. I think they are famous for oatmeal.
Okay.
Different people. Did you guys have Quaker steak and lube?
No.
So I'd never heard of that until I just drove by one that is 5 minutes away from where our new house is going to be.
Is this a wings place?
It is a wings
I've
place.
Seen this on maybe Triple D, maybe like
maybe.
One
oh,
of
that
those
sounds
shows.
About right.
Yeah. It looked good.
I'm not a wing eater, but my friends are wing eaters, and there were I think a couple in Pittsburgh, and I've gone to.
I'm a boneless wing fan, which is just a chicken tender. I'll die on the hill that chicken wings are too much work to get just a little amount of meat. I'd rather just have a boneless and just be on living my life.
Insane. Insane totally to say insane. Chicken wings are too much work.
They are 100%. You got it's like two. There's no meat in anybody. It's just and you got. No
is
thanks.
A popsicle too much work?
No, it lasts over time.
Anything on
I gotta
a
eat
stick.
Around this stick. I got no. 3 o'clock. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Put it in my hand.
It's not that. It's just the. It's the mess. You know, when you have a mustache in the hand, it's just the mess that comes from eating the wing. Is it's just easier if I can dip a boneless wing and just live my life. Less mess too. I'm not like I don't need a bucket of bones.
Interesting. Rob, why don't you like wings?
The sauce.
Okay.
I just, yeah, I don't really, it's more of a mess component for me, and I don't really.
I like dry rub.
Yeah. Yeah. I like barbecue sauce. Chicken wings, I'm sure I actually would like them if I, like, sought out the one, you know? I'm sure I would, but I've always passed on wings.
I feel like in Chicago, maybe, like, Jake Melnick's is the place to go, perhaps?
There's also a place called the Bird's Nest, I believe, that was also supposed
on
to be.
Southport?
Yeah, it's supposed to be well-known for.
Is it Owl's Nest or Bird's Nest?
Bird's I think Nest. It's Bird's Nest.
Okay. Okay. And I think, yeah, there was another, like.
The Owl's Nest
Tunes?
Is a different.
Tunes is another
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tunes was good, and they had a really good turkey burger as well.
Tunes is quality and quantity, because I definitely did. I can't remember who it was with, maybe like Louie or someone. I think we split like 80 wings or something, and it was
that's the issue
so
right
fun.
There.
Yeah,
yeah. You could have either 6 chicken fingers or the same amount of meat as in 80 wings.
No, we were sick.
What do you think? What if somebody says, "Let me just do this really quickly," or however you would say it? What's the time period that you would associate with quick? 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes.
I associate it with it's. They're going. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's their next. It's their next thing in the queue, so it's like let me look at this real quick. Yeah. I know that they're going to do what I ask, but I don't know how long it's going to take, and I don't mind. But I do know that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. The fact that they're giving it some urgency is all you're looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah. And then sometimes it is solved very quickly, or sometimes it's not. But, you do want them to acknowledge something and start to kind of work on it.
I'm going to say 7 to 10 minutes exactly. If someone says, if someone says I'm going to run next door real quick and they're not back in 10 minutes, they lied to me. Yeah. If they say, I'm going to run next door for a bit, to me, that's 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Now you've bought yourself some time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to cap it at 10 minutes as well. I feel like anything over 10 is not quick.
Yeah, no.
Because back in the Wild West, if they were to do a quick draw, two gunslingers facing off at high noon, they would
7 to 10 minutes
to draw their gun and load it and aim it properly. You only get one shot unless both people miss.
How do you think you would fare in a duel? I don't think I would do well. I would be way too nervous. I think I could see myself fumbling for the gun. I don't think I would be way too nervous to get it out of the holster, and I think I would just be fumbling and feel a gunshot is what would happen to me.
Feel a
you'd
gunshot?
You feel a warmth. Like, I think we've talked about the feeling the warmth.
Yeah, like, ooh.
I think feel a gunshot would be a, I want to say, what was the
another
name of the
band?
Something Lips?
Oh, Itchy Lips? Scratch?
Itchy Lips.
The first Itchy Lips single is going to be Feel a Gunshot.
Feel a Gunshot.
I think I could get it out quickly. I would have no accuracy or notion of where I was shooting.
Yeah.
We're talking about Wild West guns still, right, Brett?
Yes.
Here's my thing. They've shown the guy, I don't know what program it was. It could have been Triple D. They showed like the world's fastest gunslinger nowadays, like someone who's practiced and can shoot as they used to with like a Colt or whatever, whatever six barrel, whatever. Sure. And it is less than like a tenth of a second or something
it's
insane.
That
and
fast?
They don't even, it's like they lean back because the gun barely comes out of the holster. Mm-hmm. It's not like they draw it up to like chest level, which you see in a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It barely comes out of the holster and they're leaning back at an angle to like shoot it almost barely out of the holster.
I have to have a feeling that's where shoot from the hip came from.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. You'd be right. So I think if I were ever, if I went back in time and I was in the 1800s, my thing would be, okay, we're dueling. I have to do this. As we're doing our paces, either I take off sprinting.
Mm.
And back then, those guns.
You could just go in a zigzag. You can go in a zigzag. You'd be okay.
Zigzag.
Like an alligator. Run from an alligator.
Or from a sniper, I've heard. You're supposed to run in a zigzag from an alligator?
Yeah, because they cover ground quickly straight. So if you make them go left and right, it slows them down significantly.
Hmm. So if they went straight, wouldn't they just catch up to you every 3 seconds or something?
I don't know. Maybe a good alligator gone bad, but I don't know.
Marty Gator.
Speaking of like things that are also insane speed wise, I went to the Louisville Slugger Bat Museum this past weekend, and they have like a little plexiglass room because you can't go in there, and it shows you the speed of a 95 mile an hour fastball, and it's stupid.
Yeah,
to ever think you could just walk up and make contact with that, you'd be dead. Yeah. I don't even know how you stand in there and like stand there and take that type of pitch. So I think A, I'm dead in a gunfight, and B, I strike out on three straight pitches.
Well, I would easily take that pitch because I don't think the bat would leave my shoulder before it hit the catcher's mitt. I'd be like, whoa, okay, all right. Okay.
Well,
here's what I want to see, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see two old-timey pitchers get in a fight. They each walk 10, well, how far away is a mound? 22 feet?
I don't 60. Remember.
They each walk 60 feet away.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure 60 feet away.
And then they, or 30 feet away, and then they each whip a fastball at each other. I think that's how fights should be settled in the wild.
That would be super fun. Or if there's a tie at the end of nine innings, you just do a pitch off.
Yeah. Each pitcher has a target on their belly, and whoever hits the best.
I mean, that'd be amazing. That'd be so fun. That'd be very fun.
Did you get a custom bat made? Isn't that a thing at the Louisville?
Well, you get a free mini bat just for taking the tour.
The tour?
Tour. I mean, that's how they talk down there. Mm-hmm. That's how they talk in Louisville. It's almost the South. Mm-hmm. They want to be the South so bad. It's not the tour. I didn't. But I got a friend of the show, TJ Jagodowski, just because we know him and he's a friend of ours. I did get him a custom bat for his 50th birthday from the Louisville Slugger Factory.
So what do they put your name on it? What's custom about it?
You can like do the color, you can like the weight, the shape, the type of wood. But what was crazy is MLB obviously just started this week, so they're in like their busy time, and like it's not big. Like it's pretty small, and you get a tour of the factory, and they make 100 bats per player who are like signed with them. Because there's a weird thing where you can be signed to Louisville Slugger, and if you are, you get your name on the bat, and you get your own like kind of custom bat. But most guys are just using generic ones ordered by the team. But they make a lot of those fucking things, and there's like four different types of wood.
Do you think
They make them quickly. To tie that into Adel's word, they do make them fast.
Do you think they do like custom? If there's like a mafioso family in New York, where it's like.
I'm Billy Knockknees, and can I get the 100?
I mean, dead giveaway if your name's Knockknees. Like, this guy probably knocks some knees.
I need one bat for a guy who won't pay up. I need another guy who double-crossed me. I need a bat for that.
A custom job. Give me one with a couple nails just sticking out of it.
Speaking of nails, I think we nailed the word quick, so why don't we take a quick break, K-W-I-K. And we'll be right back with more TWA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back, and my word ties in to our little improv opener that we did. And my word today, and that wasn't inspired by that, I just realized it. My word today is do.
Okay. Are we talking D-E-W?
D-E-W. D-E-W.
Okay. So you can still do the do in that case.
You can still do the do.
Okay.
Were you guys ever Mountain Dew drinkers?
No.
Oh, yeah. No. Rob, no?
Mm-mm. Now, no, let me ask I never.
Because there was, I don't know if this is universal. I don't know if this was just Midwest Illinois. When I was going to junior high, the rumor was drinking Mountain Dew made your penis small. Was that just a regional thing, or was that a?
I don't remember it being. I don't remember it being shaping the size of your penis. I remember it being making you infertile.
Okay, so we've heard some sort
and
of.
And I've heard made you taller.
Okay.
No, in your dick.
I'm kidding. No, I did not.
That's a tall dick. Wait, you're a tall dick.
I'm 6'5", but I have a 1-inch penis, and I can't have kids.
Code red.
Code red.
You just described Abraham Lincoln to a T. Those weren't his kids, by the way.
No, I never. I believe maybe I had a Baja Blast one time from Taco Bell in a drunkenness, but yeah,
you,
never.
You'd know if you had.
I just don't know. Like, the thing was, is like growing up, we didn't. My mom bought Diet Right, and that's all we could drink. So like, and. I don't remember like then even having like cravings when like I went to a friend's house. I'm like, oh, if there's soda in there or whatever. Yeah, I don't know why. I just never was a.
I was always more cola. Sprite occasionally, but I really like Pepsi, Coke. I was a cola person. Occasional root beer. I got like the brown liquids.
I like the browns.
My last name's White. Love the brown liquids.
The Browns.
Is that why Cleveland is named the Browns?
Yeah, for their cola choice.
I would think root beer was always number one.
Last in my heart, last so in my good. Mind. I always say that root beer is like drinking black licorice, which I think is maybe second on my list to pickles of things I just absolutely hate.
Insane take. Pickles are pickles are fucking delicious. Also,
no, they're I'm not. No,
I love root beer. And my least favorite flavor in the world is anise or black licorice or anything. Yeah. So. I don't equate the two. I think root beer is more earthy and delightful, and it's less cloyingly sweet than like a cola.
It's like a sarsaparilla.
Well, sarsaparilla is a totally different. I feel like that's a different thing.
It's still in the same family.
So is cola. The rumor is that root beer is just. Wait, hold on. The rumor is that Dr. Pepper
is a combination
cola
of
cola and root beer mixed together.
You saw that same TikTok that I saw?
I read a book.
No, you didn't.
It was a TikTok. I read a TikTok.
Yeah. Well, you read a TikTok. Yeah. I mean,
it was a caption.
Yeah. Don't listen to a TikTok because if you hear something, it might freak you out.
Now, do we think Diet Right, because right in Diet Right is spelled R-I-T-E, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Do we think that's the same thing where it's like,
oh,
we can't be held.
That's how you
liable?
Should give somebody directions. If you're like, these were terrible directions. Like, well, I didn't say R-I-G-H-T. Yeah. That's on you.
Take an R-I-T-E.
I said take an R-I-T-E at the line.
I can't help it.
That's actually a great, that is actually very a good observation. Because if you said diet right, I feel like people would be like, oh, well, they told me this would be the right way to diet. And they'd have
that would be,
lawsuits.
If they had a full calorie soda, just call it diet wrong.
Diet wrong would be great.
Ooh. And then if you have two of them, you could say, no, two wrongs don't make a right. You just had two wrongs.
I love it.
I don't like Morning Dew, mainly because I'm a dog owner. Mm. And so when I put him out in the morning, you know, even though it's, you know, he always just comes back. I clean his paws or whatever. You know, I feel like I get what it's doing. But it's an inconvenience for me. It
serves a purpose. I was thinking about like those times when I was camping when I was a kid in the morning when you wake up really early. Mm-hmm. You know, the adults are having their coffee
and
everything.
You just had a wet dream. You just woke up and your pants were
That's, yeah.
wet.
Yeah, the morning dew. You know? No, but yeah, I like that. It smells so clean. Everything just kind of smells like fresh and clean. Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice. But I don't have a dog, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, I think anytime I would wake up early enough when I was younger, when it would be that magical hour of the morning where the dew had just appeared and it's like maybe slightly not foggy, but there's like a mist in the air or something. Mm-hmm. It is like really delightful to be outside.
It is very nice.
No, you can't hear any traffic yet. You just hear birds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you really do sleep through the dew.
I sleep through the dew unless I, yes.
Yeah, you don't do the dew.
Well, Adel, you also sleep through the day.
I don't do the day. I do the night.
You go to you do the dew because that's when you done go to sleep, and then you don't do the day, but you do the night.
I don't the day. I do the night. I don't the dew. I do the night. I don't the day.
Okay, I figured it out. The horse's name was Dew.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's it.
I was speaking in riddles.
Oh, I understand.
I do like, I don't do it anymore, but it was also, two things. A, when we used to party harder when we were younger doing improv and stuff, sometimes coming home at like that 5 a.m.
Yeah,
and you're like, holy moly. And you didn't feel bad if you had nothing to do that day because then you would just sleep and it'd be fine. But if you had to be at work in like 3 hours, it sucked. And then when I like started to not party as much and then I would wake up early when I was training for like marathon or whatever, it was so delightful to get up at like a Rob, you do that now, but like to get up at like a 4:35 because you really like, and Adel, you've talked about this before. It's no one's awake. No one's bothering you. Mm-hmm. No one's doing anything. And if you know, are going outside for a walk or something like that, it is just so fucking pleasant because
it's great.
Like, no one is requesting you, and like no one's out yet either. So it feels like a special little time.
The best. Now, Rob, have you always had a good internal clock?
Yeah, I think just discipline. I've never snoozed. I don't snooze.
And because you had so much Mountain Dew, I heard from the doctor that you also had an internal cock.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yep.
No.
Rob, that was the most Larry David you've ever sounded, where you're like, I never snooze. I don't do the snooze.
Oh, well, I think I was just more doing the do the do. I was keeping the do the do, but yeah. I don't snooze. I feel like waking up once is hard enough, and if I snoozed, I would just be laying in bed thinking about that my alarm is going to go off in 9 or 10 minutes, which we would say is quick. Right.
Do you have a method over all these years with your wife? Because you obviously wake up probably much earlier than she does. Mm-hmm. Do you have a method of how you exit the room to do it as quietly as possible?
She's a fantastic sleeper. She's very good at sleeping. And like, even if she wakes up, she will go right back down if she doesn't have to wake up. She's very good at sleeping. One. Two, we did have a thing where I did have to change my alarm sound. Because I had the really obnoxious one on my phone.
Oh, like the submarine
it
going.
It sounded like an alarm, and she was like, that's got to change. So I did.
Like the klaxon.
Because I needed it. Because there was one where I think there was one that was just too gentle, and I slept through it one time, and I was like, this has got to change. So I made it the most obnoxious one ever to make sure.
You made it the sub going down.
But she was like, she's like, I can't take this noise. It's got to change. So I did change it to a one that is gentler, but is enough to wake me up. If I were left to my own devices, it would be that obnoxious again. So I was just shocked awake, had to shut it off. But I did for a long time when I was younger, more prone to sleeping in. I would keep my phone where I had to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah.
Which is a good move because if you could just reach it sometimes, you shut it off without knowing.
I have seen this a couple times on TikTok, or not on TikTok, on Amazon. Where it is an alarm that you set and you put at the side of your bed, and when it goes off in the morning, it runs away.
Yeah,
it is on wheels.
I can't deal with that.
So you have to get out of bed and like find it.
I can't wake up to a game, like a sports.
Or Michael Douglas.
Yeah, I'm not. I just can't.
One of the best movies.
I mean, amazing.
Still need to see it.
It's all right.
I know.
It's probably in my top five.
Yeah, I know.
There's also a few things. There's also an alarm clock where maybe this is like an app, but it won't stop going. It won't stop buzzing or ringing until you take a picture of your microwave.
Oh, God.
So it assumes that your microwave is in a different room, hopefully, unless you're in a studio, but you have to take a picture until it turns off. There's also an app
That's insane.
There's also an app where
Can I just pre-download a photo?
I don't think so. I think they've thought of that. There's also one where it's like someone from elsewhere in the world will call you, and the whole thing is that you'll like be, you're more inclined to like come to or like be, you know, at your senses if you're speaking to someone with an accent or who's speaking a foreign language. Huh. Like that jars the mind a little more awake or something. Also, Gemma, I love the term fantastic sleeper. You're talking about your Megan. Mm-hmm. I assume it's okay to say her name on the show. Sure. I think we've said it before.
Yeah.
Gemma is an awful sleeper. She will, if I even turn, if I like turn over in bed, she'll wake up. It is awful. I basically have to like army crawl out of the room if I'm awake before her or for whatever the reasons are. But I feel like when I am awake, it does feel, or even when I snooze, if I set an alarm and I'm like, I have to be up by 2, I'll set an alarm for 1:50 and then hit snooze and then wake up at 2. Because to me, my brain thinks it's like stolen time. Like I figured out a loophole where I'm like, I tricked the alarm clock. I slept a 10 extra minutes, even though I slept the same amount of time, if not less.
Here's why I do want to share. So this has happened to me a few times lately where I'm trying to, because I've talked to you guys about like I sleep on my stomach. I'm trying to change. I'm trying to become a side sleeper because what has been happening is like I wake up. Have you guys woken up with like a limb asleep? Like one of your arms is totally asleep?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So that has been happening to me a lot because when I sleep in my stomach, I tend to like put my arm under my head and it falls asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've had, this has happened a few times.
I call it dead arm. I wake up and my arm don't work.
So I've woken up a couple of times recently in the last year, more than twice. Both of my arms were asleep when my alarm has gone off. And that is a wild thing to wake up to.
Like
you are helpless. You can't do anything. And I have this process.
You have to like drag your chin.
I've got to sit. No, I can't drag my chin. It's on a nightstand. My head is no help in this situation. So what I do is I'm laying on my stomach. Both of my arms are asleep. I try to like, I start wiggling my torso to get my right arm free. So it's dangling off of the bed. And I just like I like shake as hard as I can to try to get my arm to a point where it's moving. Then if my fingers start, I've got my two fingers, I walk my hand with my two fingers because the rest of it's asleep. So I have to like walk it up my nightstand. I've done that to where, and then I've also done the like whole body fling my arm and try to hit my phone that way. It's
like
Ace
Ventura
literally,
or something.
That's a great way to wake up because you are wide awake after 2 minutes of struggling.
Yeah, I'm also like worried that also like I'm gonna have a scar because someone took my kidney out in the middle of the night and like all the Novocaine is still in my system.
Well,
just described like a Farrelly Brothers moment.
If somebody were filming it, I'm sure it's worthwhile to watch.
That's just wild.
I am
that
flailing around.
I don't know how both of your arms would fall asleep. That seems insane.
Because I think at night I put both of my hands under my pillow, both of my arms under my pillow, and just in that position they both fall asleep. And I actually did just go to the doctor today just for a checkup, and he was like, "Any tingling ever?" And I was like, "No, but let me ask you this: is it okay if your arms fall asleep while you're asleep and you wake up and they're numb?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, that's fine. It's just like a nerve thing. Don't worry about it."
Because like typically they take turns for both of them to be asleep at the same time is a bit of a wonky situation.
I didn't take him through the whole thing. I just mentioned one arm. I didn't mention both. I figured if one was okay, two's okay.
Rob, I did order a new pillow that I'm waiting to come in the mail, and it is supposed to be designed for stomach side sleepers.
Okay.
Stomach side sleepers?
You sleep on the side of your stomach?
Well, like if you sleep stomach or you sleep side. Yeah, you sleep on the side. No, like, you know, if you rotate or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I will report back once I get it because I know.
Yeah.
You're a one pillow man.
I am.
And if this gets me to be one pillow, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a thicker, like it almost is like
as long as you're not trying to sell me the pillow cube, I'll listen.
No, well, it's not a cube, but it does have like a flatter area where you put your head where your neck is supported. Mm. So I will be interested
when it
comes. Yeah, because I'm not allowed to sleep on my back because I snore.
Mm.
I have to sleep face down or else I'll snore too loud.
You're not, hold on. You don't want to or you're not allowed to?
I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like if I fall asleep on my back, my wife will immediately wake me up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and she sleeps now with a sleep mask and a white noise going. So
my wife does that too.
Yeah, so it that helps for sure because it blocks out some of it. But yeah, no, I'm not allowed to sleep on my back because I'll just snore. So I have to flip over.
Now, Rob, if you snore, Megan can't complain because legally that is white noise.
Thank you for that loophole.
Wow, that is great.
Unless you change your name to WYTE.
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, I've tried to say to my wife, "I'm sorry, babe, the lion sleeps tonight," and she goes, "Shut the fuck up."
And that's why your wife is the best.
That's why, yeah.
Because your snores are wee.
Before we move on to Rob's word, speaking of,
we have to come up with a sleep thing for your
last
name.
Come up with a sleep thing.
Mm-hmm.
You keep your refis open.
Well, that's right. I sleep with my refis. One refi open, Metallica. Speaking of wives being the best, Megan, Rob's wife, is the best as well, and she emailed the show. And I just very quickly wanted to read the email that she sent. Says, Rob, massage story. You guys, I absolutely love the podcast. It makes me feel like I'm hanging out with you, which is one of my favorite things. Thanks for making me laugh so hard. And she has a massage story here, Rob, from your honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Says, on our honeymoon, we went to Bali, which is pretty much the massage capital of the world. I booked us each three-hour massages. 3 hours is pretty incredible.
I mean, that's how Gilligan's boat crashed.
Three-hour massage. I booked us each a three-hour massage at the spa, nestled into a cliff in the rainforest. Each room had a huge tub next to a window overlooking the forest, filled with flower petals, where you could soak after massage and relax. Anyway, Rob was in the next room over, but the walls were really thin, so I could hear him. At one point, about an hour into the massage, they have this warm oil that they gently drip onto your forehead before massaging your face, head, and neck. As they were doing that, I'd heard him sigh a couple of times through the wall. Then I heard him say, about how much longer is this going to go on? I thought to myself, who in the world gets impatient during a massage? It's Rob. Well, you won't be surprised to hear he did not sit in the tub with the flower petals and water and look out the window at the forest either. I did, and it was great. Rob sat in the hallway on a folding chair and waited for me. From Megan. Megan, thank you so much for keeping Rob honest.
Yeah, Megan said she told that story specifically because also Rob divulged to the world that they had a bed bug incident. So Megan said any story is now open.
Yeah, why hold back?
It's all fair game.
I didn't think the bed bug. It wasn't our fault. We just happened to have them. We got them at the hospital having a baby. What do you want me to do?
You know? Did you get the face and neck massage?
No, and it was like this oil drip that was happening, and I hated every second of it. I did not find
it
pleasant.
Waterboarding.
It felt like that. It was a slow drip on my forehead, and I thought, surely this is the beginning of something. And I think it must have only been a couple of minutes. I don't know, because I had like a thing over my face, but I was like, how much longer? She was like, oh, this is like 15 minutes. I was like, okay, it's got to stop. It's got to stop right now. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, yeah, this is just not for me. I can't do it. It was driving me crazy.
This is tough because, Rob, it is very funny that you did that. It's very funny that you couldn't relax. I don't know. I can't imagine how loud a sigh has to be heard through a wall. But in your defense, it does sound like the most low-level waterboarding I've ever heard.
My wife, Megan, loved it. She said it was great, so I think people do like it, but I didn't I didn't know that. It was like a three-hour quote-unquote massage, but there was like a body scrub, which also my one and only body scrub.
Oh, I love the body scrub.
There were a lot of other things, but that, I didn't know that was coming. I didn't know that's what that was, but I thought I was trying to tough it out. I was like, this has to be, and she was like 15 more. I was like, you got to stop it right now. And in my defense with the tub, the massage ends. She's like, there's a shower. You can, you know, shower and then you can get in the tub. And in my mind, I'm like, I've just showered. I'm clean. Mm-hmm. And what's the point of the tub? I did get in the tub, tried. I was like, all right. And I was like, I can't do it.
You're like, what does this do?
I couldn't do it. That was
how long did you sit in the hallway on the folding chair?
It was a while because she had the full oil treatment and I think she took her time in the tub. So I was there for a while waiting for her. Luckily, they had Wi-Fi so I could connect my phone. So I had something to do.
Oh my God.
But it was a great massage. I love massages. It's just some of the other stuff. And I
got a massage this last weekend and it reminded me how much I do enjoy massages, but also how much I feel like
making love.
The whole spa experience is a little overrated. I kind of just wish like I go right into the room and, you know, get on with it. But like,
yeah, I don't need the tranquility.
It was like, here, come sit in our sit in our relaxation room and like, all I'm doing is like sitting down and being like, well, can't be on my phone because I locked it in the locker and like chugging water.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I wish this kind of just started. I didn't have to do this whole thing beforehand.
I get that. I will say, Megan, any further stories you want to tell, please email us. We will always make room for Megan's emails.
Yeah. Shoot us a whiteout anytime you want. Yes, and yes, we'll, yes. We'll definitely unretract the story.
I should take my last name. Not, which is fine.
Well, it's but, a story's about you.
Oh,
sorry.
I see. That's why. Gotcha. Well, I think Rob's stories are over and Rob's word time is here. And my word today is front.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this, interestingly enough, ties into massage parlors because they could be a front for something.
They could be a front.
They could be a front. There was famously that one on Halsted, which I don't know if you guys remember. You guys would have been around back then. You'd walk down, it was either Halsted or Broadway, and there was a place that basically their gimmick was they rented out sports VHS tapes of highlights and stuff like that.
What?
So if you walked by it, they just had video cassettes. Like, it looked like a video store.
Okay.
But the only movies were like sports highlights.
Okay.
Later to find out that that place was a front for a happy ending type massage parlor that got busted. But it was there for a very long time. It was where, do you know where the new like Whole Foods is, where the Dominic's burnt down?
Yeah.
Broadway. It used to be across the street from that. Yeah, Broadway. It used to be across the street from that.
I did not know that story. Mm-hmm. But fronts are, they're kind of cool. Dangerous. I mean, there's a big risk to owning a front, but I think it would kind of be fun to be a front. Let's play a little. What front would you have? So the video store is a good one, right?
That's a
good one.
Now, to be fair,
so what would you
I won't recuse this myself from this game, but my dad did operate a bar that was a front for something else and then did go to prison.
Okay, so don't choose that one. That sounds like not a good choice.
I will not choose that one. I
won't
choose that one.
Famously, weren't you and your brother told that, and your sister, that he went to the Olympics?
He went to the Olympics.
Man, that's...
Famously. Oh, that's such a good question. I would do an ice cream shop.
Okay.
And it'd be a regular ice cream shop. But if you came in and asked for this flavor, I would know... And I would then let you into the back. And I think maybe there'd be like a casino or like a poker game.
You would 100% you would pick a casino.
I'd be running. I'd be running. You know, books or something.
And
in the back.
Ownership would change hands in maybe 2 months because you'd be on the floor, and people would be like, "Sir, shouldn't you be?" And you'd be like, "Shut up." You'd lose it all, betting on double zero.
Yeah.
No,
you'd be
I would be in charge of it.
Guys would be attacking you with baseball bats because you owed and you weren't paying
off. That's a possibility.
You owe yourself. You got to kick your own ass, a la Jim Carrey. And
There'll be one time too where a guy comes in and there's a cop also actually buying ice cream, and the guy will come in and be like, "Give me the mango," and I give him the mango, and he goes, "I'm lactose intolerant." I'd be like, You gotta eat it until this guy's gone. He's like, "I can't. I'm lactose intolerant." And the cop would be like, "Why'd you come in here and order the mango ice cream?" That's how we would get busted.
Rob, I'm going to say that my place,
I
play, the only type of chess I know how to play is three-dimensional. Well, sorry, no, four-dimensional. I guess everybody plays three-dimensional chess unless you're playing online. So four-dimensional. You know what? I play five-dimensional chess.
I think there's 18 pieces.
Brett, shut up. I play five-dimensional chess. Here's what it is. You walk up to it, says closed, sign says closed, windows busted out, boards nailed to it, doors open, you step inside, it's a bunch of display cases, there's white powder everywhere where you're like, that seemed like cocaine, might be a discarded thing here or there, utterly disgusting, there's a rat that we have on a leash or something, disgusting place. If you're brave enough, bold enough, if you have the information, you go through this little door in the back. Five-star dining restaurant, 5D chest restaurant.
Oh.
White linens. It's the best restaurant in town. Absolutely incredible meal. Prefix. You go through the freezer in that restaurant, drug den. And here's the thing.
I feel like you got a good thing going with the restaurant.
No. We get raided once a week because people see the dilapidated storefront and they're like, clearly this is what's going on there? It seems like it's not even a front. There's just drugs on the floor. Turns out it's not. It's Fun Dip. then they go into the restaurant and they're like, oh my God, we're so embarrassed. This is like a cool, weird hipster restaurant. I'm so sorry. We're so dumb. Oh boy. Our apologies, please. Actually, let's make a reservation. My wife and I will come here. Little do they know, one layer more, actual drugs.
Sure.
So.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
thank
you. I'm struggling to think of what illegal thing I would want to have. Because
sports betting?
I guess it would have to be some sort of betting because I don't want to.
Double CrossFit?
I would. Yeah, I do think the gym. I think there would be either a gym or a coffee shop as a front because I would, you know, yeah. I would really like that. And it is, I did think of myself a while ago, you know, in your 20s, you think it would be like really cool to own a bar. But at this point in my life, I think yes. it would be really cool to own a gym. I would much rather own a gym. So I think the front would be a gym. Maybe you in the locker room. Sauna is out of order, but oh no no, it's never going to be in order, my friend. But you do have to go in with a towel. That's the only downside. But on the other side, it's just a bunch of naked people in towels betting on sports.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
I like that.
You know? I like that.
Or yeah, that's I don't know. Yeah, or like coffee, or maybe you can have an edible or something. I don't know.
I mean, there's so much stuff that. 20 years ago was highly illegal. That's legal that is now right. legal it's, now. Yeah, no, yeah. So now it's like you don't even need
we're
to
we're getting to a point where
front
the illegal stuff should really still be illegal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just, I think we've legalized enough stuff where you can have some fun. You don't have to.
Yeah, you still want to have illegal you know, fronts. Fun. Now yeah. it's, not, but now it is coming to the point where you want to be a cool bar, but you don't want people to know what you are, a la Addles, you know.
Right.
Like yes. so many places I think of like in Chicago, like Schwa, even Alinea for that sense, or like Elizabeth, like you'd walk past those places and you would never know
wouldn't think,
this was
yeah.
a Michelin star
and
restaurant.
Really
you
cool
want
on the
secrecy on the outside, but you want it to be amazing on the inside.
You know, there was one, it felt like a front that I went to this, I forget how I found this lady because I really wanted to try cupping and I'd found her somehow and she was like, yeah, come to this storefront on Irving Park. So I did, and it had like four lease signs in the window, and it was just this old office that was vacant, and you walk in, it was locked, so I had to wait for her. She would come in, she would open the door. There was like one little part that had curtains, and inside was like a table for the, like a massage table for the cupping, and it turns out she's also like a real estate agent and was leasing that building or that office. And the guy was like, yeah, but you can, and for the time being, you could do your cupping in here if you want. So it would be cold in there. She would have to like turn on a space heater. And that's where I got cupping a few times. It felt like doing something illegal.
Yeah, I mean.
But.
That's a very shady
yeah.
setup.
Yeah. yeah it really also, was. Cupping itself seems like shady in its sense. So.
That was interesting. I mean, I would do it again. I've done it a few times. I kind of like it. And she did.
She did like bigger cups yeah. than normal.
Well, no, she did the cupping with the flame.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't love that.
So you do
the suction.
I thought all cupping was
some of it's like a tube.
I did go to a traditional, like a Chinese doctor who had like he did acupuncture cupping and he sold like all these like herbs and medicines and things in the front, and was wearing a lab coat. And his cupping was just the suction thing that he did, but she did the flame one, which I thought was pretty cool.
And what's it supposed to, it's supposed to alleviate pain?
Yeah,
or?
Something. There was that Olympics where Michael Phelps and all those swimmers had the cupping marks, and I was like, I want those yeah. too.
It's supposed, so you're I supposed to like move your blood faster, so your blood's flowing at a better rate to get your muscles and shit like that.
Yeah, but it is fun to have like bruises, like circle bruises all over your body. Is kind of interesting. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
A fastball.
A bunch of fastballs. I lost a lot of quick draws.
That Randy Johnson.
That
is
was
quite
me
the
trying
combo.
To run zigzags and not doing a good yeah. job. He was hitting me every time in the back.
Curveball gets a zigzagger every time. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. This was another episode of the Word Association. Again, we've mentioned it a few times, twapod@gmail.com. Please email us with words, with stories, with your thoughts. What would you make into a front
oh,
or have
yeah.
as a front? Let us know.
Sure.
Please.
Well, let me just review real quick here, you know, because I want to make sure I do it before the end, because this episode was not front loaded. It was, I do it at the end.
You do it in the back?
Yeah, No. Come on. Yeah. So there you go. That was the end of the episode.
No, it, I actually just have to hit the button, but my arms are asleep.
Oh, no, I can't.
Rob.
Oh, he's okay. He's not trying. Oh, no, his brain's asleep. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Eyes are open, brain's asleep. Oh, boy.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.